This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling flaky salt or fine art prints, Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 31st, 2023. The New York Mets defeated the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 2-0 at Citi Field on Tuesday night. Kodai Senga won 7 innings of one-hit ball and looked, man, really, really good. Just a lovely, lovely performance from Senga, who has been up and down this year, but I think is undeniably fun to root for. Just seems like a good guy. I don't know. It's hard to say this about somebody who you only hear through a translator, but Senga just seems to be enjoying the experience of American baseball quite a bit. He is full of smiles and laughter and just a really, really fun guy to root for. And when he is on, he has looked fantastic. Like I said, one hit, 9 strikeouts, no walks over 7 innings. Ottavino, I always feel like I mumble over that name, and I know his name, but I feel like I stumble over it all the time. Ottavino walked one batter and struck out one in his one inning of work. David Robertson did the same, except we have one hit and one strikeout. The game ended with a very smooth 6-4-3 double play. The runs in the game came on a Francisco Lindor solo home run, as well as an Eduardo Escobar RBI single that drove in Starling Marte. Brandon Nimmo made a great catch to rob Nick Castellanos of a home run. Castellanos then later robbed Nimmo of a base hit through a nice catch as well. But the story here is Senga. He saved the bullpen for the most part with only needing 2 relievers after the team had a day off yesterday. That was a nice additional break for a lot of the guys that have been getting a bulk of the work. It's just good to see Senga succeeding. It's nice to see Lindor get another home run. What can I say? It's good. This was a good game for the Mets. We'll see how this shakes out in terms of their ability to build off of this. As we know, it has been a series of up and downs for the Mets this entire season. And it seems like whenever things get good, they get bad again or vice versa. But the Mets are tied for second place as of right now. With the Marlins, they're each at 28-27. And the Phillies are looking, you know, not great. If you recall, when Kodai Senga was first introduced, he was asked who he was looking forward to facing this season, and he said the Phillies lineup. And so he had his first shot at that today and did pretty well. So thank you, Kodai. Tomorrow, we have Carlos Carrasco, who is coming off of his best start of the season, opposing Aaron Nola. And then on Thursday, we have Max Scherzer and Taijuan Walker. Those should be 2 good matchups. I'm looking forward to watching those quite a bit. Who knows? I might even be at the Thursday game in person. We'll see. Might be an early birthday gift to myself. We'll see. If you're going to be there, hit me up on Twitter at BrianIsAnApp. And while you're over there being on the internet, I guess, go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. To support this podcast directly. And until next time, thanks for listening. Let's go Mets.